Before the arrival of Europeans to North America, there may have been more than 250 Native American languages spoken, with within 14 language families, more than in all of Europe combined. Today, 50 languages are extinct, only 5 families of languages, and many of them have only a handful of speakers. It was app developer Derek Baxter's daughter who had questions about her Ojibwe identity that prompted him to think about ways to make language more accessible. Derek Baxter, through his company called Agoki Learning Systems, Derek Baxter developed an app complete with pronunciation of Ojibwe words, phrases, and maps of Ojibwe territory. It's one of a growing group of tools for Indigenous peoples to hold on to their language and culture. And Derek Baxter joins me from Winnipeg in Manitoba now. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
Great to have you. Why is it important for your daughter to learn Ojibwe? What did she say to you?
Well, she actually asked me, what tribe are we from? And she was struggling with her own identity in school. I know that sounds like such a weird thing when you're a Canadian or an American, but it was tough for me because it felt like I had failed her. So I just let her know where she's from, who she is, and our background.
What was the first thing she learned or wanted to learn how to say?
She wanted to learn really how to say hello and the basics, how are you, that type of thing. So I ended up purchasing a few books and some CDs, some audio CDs, and they just never got open. It wasn't until I started to make an app for her, and I didn't know how to make an app. I just figured she uses this iPad all the time. I might as well put together something, and she started using it right away.
So it's not that there aren't resources available for kids or anybody else to learn Ojibwe words, phrases, or even facts about the culture or the territory. It's that you wanted to put them onto a screen that you knew she was going to use and interact with.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I thought that was the real key. And the thing with learning different languages, you wouldn't be able to pick up how to speak English using a book. You have to really hear the language and hear how it's spoken and hear how it's used. So I thought that was very important too, that
right.
She heard someone speaking.
And that is important, but at the same time, you know, I was reading about this and wondering if you really can learn a language this way. I mean, it's something that's far from immersion, right, to just use an app on an iPhone or an iPad. It seems like you could pick up words and phrases for sure, but can you learn a language with an app like this?
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, the way that we learn languages is that you have to use it and you have to interact with it and you have to think about how you're going to answer certain questions. Otherwise, you're just memorizing words and phrases. So the great thing is when she started learning how to say hello and how to say how are you, she had a grandmother there that spoke Ojibwe. And the great thing about that is that, you know, first of all, she knew who she was talking to. She was very comfortable with using Ojibwe words and phrases. And she really started to pick up different words and phrases from her grandmother that weren't in the app.
Oh, so what you're saying is that this kind of started a conversation between your granddaughter
exactly.
and her grandmother, your daughter and her grandmother.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And you know what the great thing is that once you start into conversational use of the language, then you're not that far away from being able to speak it regularly. And I thought that was so cool.
So give us a brief tour, other than the words and phrases in Ojibwe that are included in your app, a brief tour through what else it can do. It displays territorial maps and other part of Ojibwe culture.
Yeah, exactly. And so when you load up the app, of course, you get all the words and phrases, but you also get pictures for kids. So if they want to learn how to write syllabics, which is a writing system that we use in Ojibwe, it's basically a vowel or a sound-based alphabet using ancient-style characters. And so you get to see how the Ojibwe word is written, and you get to see a picture there. So kids really like to use that piece of it just to see the pictures. And then you also see the map section. So an important part of your identity is knowing where you come from. So in the map section, the Ojibwe territory actually spans over 3 provinces and into 4 or 5 states. And you get to see you know, where the Ojibwe is spoken and where the Ojibwe people come from. So that's really cool. And then we also have, of course, the credit section, you know, whose voice are you actually hearing? Mm-hmm. So,
well, it's certainly not a traditional way to learn any culture or language, let alone one that's so old as Ojibwe culture. And I wonder if you've gotten any pushback, Derek Baxter.
Yeah, you know what? Some people have been saying you shouldn't give the app away for free. It's not going to work. Certainly don't give the source code away for free. And that's what we've done. So we've done probably everything opposite of what people have been asking us to do and giving us advice on. So it seems to be working, and you know, people are using the app. In fact, it's loaded to so many iPad carts in the school, and it's actually used as a learning tool for the Ojibwe classroom. And as well, if you don't have an Ojibwe speaker, they use the app to speak Ojibwe in the classroom and play games with the app.
Well, it's the most high-tech and non-traditional way to learn an ancient culture in the tech age. Derek Baxter, president and app developer for Ogoke Learning Systems. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.